Dictation for Gregory Dodge, D-O-D-G-E, July 3056, addresses a letter to Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Jocelyn, J-O-S-L-I-N, Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Dr. Jocelyn, consultation Mr. Dodge, abnormal kidney function. He complains of diffuse joint discomfort, especially on the neck, apparently seeing Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, orthopedic. He denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. He's not aware of kidney problems before. Weight is stable. Eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, no gross incontinence, mobility restricted from arthritis, diffuse, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope or increase of dyspnea, denies orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, past medical history for bladder cancer, 2019, with radical cystoprostatectomy. An ileal conduct. Receive chemotherapy. Follows with presently urology Dr. Liu, L-I-U, before Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. Prior MRI is no recurrence. He also has history of testicular cancer, 1986 with orchiectomy. No dissection and chemotherapy, also without recurrence, takes testosterone replacement for hypogonadism. He denies coronary artery disease, but there has been prior aortic valve replacement and mitral valve repair. Denies TIAs or a stroke. No peripheral vascular disease, no deep-vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, no liver abnormalities, denies kidney stones, prior gout, but no recent flare-up, no pneumonia, he's not aware of kidney disease or anemia. He does have tissue disorder on treatment. And aneurysm of the ascending aorta, has not been able to tolerate statins. Next paragraph, procedures include aortic valve replacement, mitral valve repair, bilateral orchiectomy, bladder prostate with an ileal loop. Next paragraph, other diagnosis for B12 deficiency, anxiety, depression. Next paragraph, side effects to penicillin, Remeron. Next paragraph, present medications, colchicine as needed, Flexeril probably no more than once a week. diseases are grand mal and stirring episode, tisone, valproic acid, lamictal, iron pills, a number of vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents, prior KEPA discontinued, no blood pressure medicine, no diabetes. Next paragraph. Did smoke for a short period of time, discontinued 1980s. Does drink beer. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 220, 74 inches tall. Blood pressure 130/62 on the right, 126/62 on the left. Comes accompanied with family member. Alert or intestine 3, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, no palpable thyroid, carotid bruise, lymph nodes, or JBD. Lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, increases 2 from valve replacement, appears regular, has a systolic murmur, no pericardial rap. There is prior median sternotomy, liver, spleen, nothing large. Obese, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, femoral bruit on the left area, pulses, popliteal dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill appears to be good, no gross edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, ultrasound, 12.1 on the right, 10.9 on the left. This is from August, without obstruction. Has a bladder surgery. There is an MRI from February, done at Mount Pleasant. A cyst that might be hemorrhagic on the right side. Again, no obstruction or masses, no stones. Next paragraph, creatinine. From 2019 has been around 1.7, 1.8. Most recent one, August, around 2. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, albumin, liver function test, not elevated. GFR will be around 36. PSA at 0.09, TSH normal, A1C 5.2, normal ferritin B12, anemia 12.3, minor increased white blood cells, large red blood cells 101, platelet counts not available, 1 plus of protein, no blood, normal vitamin D25 at 67, Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. We are going to monitor over time. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Normal blood pressure without treatment. Status post bladder prostate cancer surgery resection with a loop. Imaging, ultrasound, MRI without obstruction. Low level of protein, no proteinuria. There is anemia. Continue to monitor for potential EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Blood test needs to include PTH, phosphorus for potential treatment. Question progression, we will update monoclonal protein. Continue management of other medical issues, all issues discussed with the patient and wife. End of dictation.